This is Reflections West with Lisa Simon and David Moore,
featuring original stories and ideas of the American West.
Today we're reading a reflection by David Cates, an award-winning author and teacher living in Missoula. Also as executive director of Missoula Medical Aid, he leads medical teams into Honduras.
In this reflection, Cates welcomes life's surprises and contradictions, as each one brings us into balance. He writes,
60 years old and riding my bike no-handed across the Higgins Street Bridge into downtown Missoula, feeling my stomach churn with the anger and fear that has choked our civic air, but also with the miracles of hot wind and flowing water. Despite my spread-arm victory pose, I carry a feeling of lostness, of emptiness, that's also a kind of balance, a wound that's also, somehow, a spring. I've written books that felt to me when I wrote them to be a matter of life or death, and now they sit placidly on shelves like pretty colored seashells. My goal anymore is just to hold it all, to spread my arms like a Tour de France champion, and feel the lightness and sadness that comes from the loss of parents, from three daughters moved far from home, striving for courage in both common and heroic ways. I've got a garden in my backyard that's full of weeds, a wife who treats me as though after all of these years she still loves me, and a lecture I'm preparing for grad students about the life of the imagination. Well, I'm enjoying the ride, and I drop my hands to brake so a couple can cross the street in front of me. They look like transients, and they are drunk. They are young, maybe 30, but rough-looking. And the woman, after they've stepped safely onto the curb, turns back and shouts at me over her shoulder, "Hey, quit looking so happy riding around." I'm thinking of the way we're called to hold all the feelings life asks us to feel, somehow, cradle them in our palms or our hearts. We're all suffering. We're all going to die. We get a few moments, and what I'm trying to do more than ever in my life is simply hold them, each one, close.
Cates pairs his reflection with an excerpt from a poem by Robert Haas, who won a Pulitzer Prize for Poetry in 2008. Cates adds, "Haas says everything better than I do."
Like Cates, Haas's poem expresses how moments of a single September evening reflect the larger hums and stops of life. He writes,
"From calm. September sun. A little fog in the mornings. No sanctified terror. At night, Luke says, how do you connect a B to an A in cursive? He is bent to the task with such absorption that he doesn't notice the Scarlatti on the stereo, which he would, in other circumstances, turn off. He has said that chamber music sounds to him worried. I go out and look at the early stars. They glow faintly. Faintly, the mountain is swashed in the color of sunset. At that season, a faded scarlet, like the petals of a bougainvillea, which is also fading. A power saw, somewhere in the neighborhood, is enacting someone's idea of more pleasure, an extra room or a redwood hot tub. It hums and stops, hums and stops."
An excerpt from the poem Calm by Robert Haas.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Austin, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana and Radius Gallery, a contemporary fine arts gallery in Missoula, Montana.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.